Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming babies, so he sees with 50 as a pop or turtles in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Am I the only one that can hear that music right now? There's some sort of music playing, and I was told there wouldn't be music playing at this point in the proceedings, because we're taping a podcast here at South by Southwest. Well, we're in Austin during South by Southwest. This is a rogue event outside of South by Southwest, and we've got a packed house at 7 o'clock on a... What day do you want to call this? Let's call this Thursday. Thursday, right? And so I've got all my notes in this bag right here that also contains some fabulous prizes that I'm going to be giving out later in the show to one lucky person sitting probably in this front row area. Oh, now, wait, the band's saying something now. Wow, that was short between song banter. It was like, it's great to be here. Next song. I've been here since the movie portion of South by Southwest. This is obviously the music part, because it's not possible to book a theater that's away from the music during the music part of South by Southwest. Like, why is there a band playing loudly next door when we're miles from downtown? Weird. But I went to the movie portion, and I saw and can recommend the following. I'm not going to name movies I didn't like. I didn't see too many that I didn't like. But if any of these movies come out in the near future, I recommend them. American, the Bill Hicks story. Cyrus. Yeah, applaud for the ones you like. MacGruber was awesome. The People vs. George Lucas was really good, especially if you're people. It wasn't so good for George Lucas, but it was really awesome for people. The people won at the end of that. Spoiler alert. Or they lost, actually. But you know what I mean. They won the case and lost their lives. There's nerds in that movie. Because I think, you know, I hate everything George Lucas did to Star Wars. But I also don't want to go as far as to say what they say in the movie. One guy says, George Lucas raped my childhood. Like, that's really weird. Sounds like you would have had a more exciting childhood if George Lucas was constantly raping you. For one thing, you probably make a lot of money. Okay, I also like the White Stripes documentary. What was it called? Like, the White Stripes Go to Canada or something like that? And then there's another movie called Barry Mundy that I enjoyed. and my new favorite movie of all time, Kick-Ass. I fucking loved Kick-Ass. Chloe Moretz, who played Hit Girl, let's start the campaign for Best Supporting Actress right now, because I can't imagine a better performance. She was better than Monique and Precious. she kills a lot more people than Monique did. Okay, so I'm going to just bring the guests out. I was going to babble some more about the Oscars, but you guys don't care that much about that, do you? Yeah. Oh, you do? All right, then I got to move some things around. Just to make this happen. There's like, I'm used to having a desk, and when I got here tonight, they're like, how's the stage look? I was like, that's perfect, four stools. And I didn't think ahead that I'd need a desk at some point. Okay, so who follows me on Twitter? Do you guys follow me on Twitter? All right, so enjoy this. I'm going to read to you now. As many of you may recall, I live tweeted the Oscars. And so I still have it here in my phone, the tweets that I wrote during the Oscars, and I would like to share them all with you now in as short a period of time as possible. Or I might skip some of them, because there was like 60 of them. So yeah, this will be an edited version. And if you don't get any of them, don't worry about it, because they're funnier when you're watching the awards, when the awards are actually happening in front of you. But this will give you an idea like what you can expect if you aren't following me on Twitter, either people here tonight or people listening. Oh, I didn't mention, we're at the, I should mention the name of the place, right? We're at the United States Art Authority in Austin, Texas! Yeah! All right, here we go. Here's my Oscars tweets. James Cameron, oh, this is the pre-show, the red carpet. James Cameron's wife is wearing blue, like she had a say in the matter. There's no truth to the rumor that Monique killed a trainer at SeaWorld. Nicole Richie is one of my favorite movie stars. There is no truth to the rumor that Melanie Griffith will be playing the lead in Howard the Duck 2. What? I don't care about who wins tonight, I'm just watching for the Super Bowl commercials. When Penelope... Now we're into the show. When Penelope Cruz learns English, she's going to be unstoppable. It's good to know now what Miley Cyrus will look like when she's 50. She dressed like an old lady. It was weird. Oh, we're still on the red carpet. Holy shit. Did J-Lo just say that one of the things you need in an Oscar dress is to be able to wear it? And then I wrote in parentheses, yes, she did. Sherry Shepherd should just lean in a little and motorboat Cameron Diaz. Stanley Tucci shops at the child molester's hair and glasses shop. And then this was like 20 minutes into the show. Finally, Ryan Reynolds. Now I can go to bed. Ryan Reynolds. And then during the commercials, if this new Gerard Butler comedy stinks, I will eat my lunch. I can't believe the Monique montage didn't include her world-class baby tossing. There is no truth to the rumor that Keanu Reeves has crop circles in his beard. Right? He had kind of a weird beard. This tribute to horror movies is a good time for me to take a scary shit. Yeah, that was Edward Scissorhands in the horror movie montage. How Pee-wee's Big Adventure didn't make the cut, I will never know. And then during the dance number that went on for like 10 minutes, the Academy was forced to hire all of these dancers as part of Obama's jobs bill. Okay, I thought it'd be better than that. Remember when Alec Baldwin came out alone at one point? I wrote, Alec ate Steve. 300 minus 300 equals the number of good movies Gerard Butler has been in since 300. That'd be so much better if I didn't stumble all over Gerard Butler. He probably named himself knowing that it'll be hard to make jokes about him. I'm going to skip Sean Penn and Sandra Bullock jokes because they both seem to be in a lot of pain right now. There's no reason to rub it in on a podcast they'll never hear. And then finally, I'd like to thank the Academy for awarding last year's Best Picture with a Best Picture Award. Because Hurt Locker was my favorite of all the movies they nominated. Let's bring out our guests, everybody. Let's do it. These three people, the theme of this show is friends of mine that are in Austin while we're doing this. So please welcome to the stage Brian Posehn, Tig Notaro, and Scott Aukerman.
Whatever you want. Whatever you want. I don't care.
Robin Williams.
I wonder what the listeners would think of that. Just that everyone was just excited, or that Scott Aukerman was running around doing something weird to get those extra boosts of cheering.
I wonder.
Uh-oh. All right. Hey, the music stopped next door.
Are you leaving, Scott?
He's just making sure that his mic cord... What's the matter, Scott?
My mic.
Oh.
Well, he wasn't going
to... My mic's not working.
Well, you know, the ones that are sound terrific.
Hello?
We should have had a sound check earlier.
Yeah, totally.
Normally for stand-up comedy, it's just one microphone on stage.
There we go. Ah!
It's super metal over here, though, so that's cool.
Can you imagine how many subscribers I'd get if one of you died during this? So what do you think, Scott? Are we good?
One less.
I said one less. Okay, I figured out what's
There's
happening.
There's a lot of feedback on Scott.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of comments in our comment section.
Maybe you should go back to the hotel.
All right, see you guys later.
Oh, did you hear that?
Thank you.
Four people were upset.
Thank you.
Out of 2,000. What a crowd. All right, well, I don't know what we need to do to make that kind of stop
it's a little better,
making those
right?
noises.
No?
Yeah, it's a little better, but I wouldn't want to listen to it. If I were you listening right now, I would stop. You already gave me the credit for subscribing or whatever, picking this. Sounds better now.
Where are you going?
I'm just going to put my drink down.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Is this all going on the podcast?
It's all unedited, Tig Notaro. Welcome. Oh. This is her first time, everybody, on the Island Movies podcast. And Tig, of course, she plays Officer Tig on the Sarah Silverman program, and Brian plays Big Gay Brian on the Sarah Silverman program. Yeah. And Scott Aukerman, what was your character on the Silver Silverman?
I play two different characters.
Oh, versatile.
Officer.
Brian's just gay, and Tig's just also gay.
I'm both of those as well. I play Officer Falconer in the first season, and on April 15th, I'll be playing Banana Cop.
Did
yes,
Officer Falconer get a demotion?
I played. He got a demotion and also a mustache.
Yeah, stop doing Billy Crystal bits.
I thought it was a Reggie Watts bit.
Okay, see, the thing is this keeps coming out, so if there were tape or something, that would help out a lot.
Oh, if anybody's got some tape, that'd be fantastic. Let's make a deal. If anyone in the audience has some electrical tape, you can run up here and rub around that microphone. You'll win a prize.
The people in the audience drinking beers this big, did you guys bring tape also? You seem like maybe you plan ahead.
By the way, when Tig said this big, she pointed to her penis, so...
I did?
Thanks for bringing that, by the way.
For the audio listener.
The people that were here saw it, but no, he was telling everybody else.
Yesterday, a woman at the South by Southwest festival, she asked me, she goes, I was hanging out with Brian, and he was a little out of earshot, I think. And she said, did you like watching your friend Brian get shot in the head? a reference to the Devil's Rejects, where you get fucking capped in your
I knew what you meant.
Big old head. I'm filling them in case. Right, right. I don't imagine everyone here has seen the Devil's Rejects.
But they fucking better.
Yeah. Lots of them have, but lots of people here are ladies.
It's one of the only good things I've been in.
Wait a second.
No, film-wise.
You can't sit here and say that Fantastic Four 2
yes, I can.
Didn't have two numbers in the title.
Let me finish.
Now, do I have to give him a prize? I think he works here.
I might add the Rise of the Silver Surfer.
You might add that.
Right. Thank you, Warren, by the way. Warren on tech, everybody.
Yeah. That's a lot better. It's not feedbacking anymore.
Yeah,
that'll be
good.
That'll be how the episodes can cross over, is I'll yell Warren on tech during your show.
Okay, yeah, we're doing a crossover episode. I don't know if you mentioned that.
Well, you just did.
No, I just did, though.
Okay.
That's the great thing about podcasts. As long as you get all the information in between the start and the end, people are hearing it, you know? They're not flipping around because we don't have commercials.
Or punchlines.
You're right, because when people go, oh, punchlines coming, they want to change it. You got to get the fuck off of this channel. This is headed somewhere. I want to listen to podcasts that are all about rambling. So, Tig told me backstage, very interesting secret about her. It's not a secret, you're open about it. That you've seen three movies in your lifetime.
Well,
so
three,
kind of a bad booking on my part.
Three that really stick out, but there's been a couple others.
It was Jaws 1, 2, and 3, right?
It was Grease, Star Wars, Urban Cowboy, Breaking Away.
So the 70s was your wheelhouse. So, like, you saw movies in the 70s that you remember. Because that's when all the greats were made.
Well, I also saw Mask. That was in the 80s. The one.
Yeah.
Mask
might
is
even,
here.
Might even have been 91, for all I know.
The cast of Mask is here tonight.
The Mask for Mask is here.
I also saw Psycho 3.
That was your last one, right? That was your last movie.
I think I had a joke. This is how long I've been doing comedy, in quotes. I had a joke when that movie Psycho 3 came out where I said something about Psycho 3 for older dogs. Because at the time there was dog food. Yeah, you remember, but nobody else here does. At the time there was a dog food called Psycho 1, 2, 3, and 4, depending on how old your dog was.
Right.
So Psycho 4 for... Okay.
No.
Did that work for the remake starring Vince Vaughn?
No, but it's, that whole routine's going on my next album that I'm going to record on 420 in Minneapolis.
Was
so
it popular?
Come out for that.
Was it a popular bit when you were doing it?
Not really.
People went nuts
Cause,
for it.
Because people had to be really into movies and dog food.
I lose that. Like one guy, really. Yeah.
I remember your Batman Forever chunk. No, sorry, Batman and Robin chunk that you did for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
You kept bringing
it
back.
Hilarious.
Like, Batman and Robin came out on DVD. First it was out on VHS, then on DVD. Like, you just kept using excuses.
They used to stagger the VHS and the DVD, old man. That was the great thing about, if Hollywood could reuse it, you know, if they could repurpose it or whatever.
Well, it's coming out on Blu-ray.
Look, Batman and Robin's premiering on cable tonight. I milked that for all it was worth, but it was a fun routine.
Let's not hear it, though.
I couldn't do it for you if I wanted to.
Why? You don't remember it?
I think I only remember part of it.
It was a bunch of things
that Arnold Schwarzenegger said, like Mr. Freeze, like his dialogue was so terrible, I made up my own lines that he would say that were as bad or worse than the ones in the movie. And the one that I can remember is...
I remember it. Do you want me to do it?
Yeah, you do it.
Would you like to be a stalactite? I thought that you stalagmite.
Yeah.
See how I foolishly milk that for maybe a year or two when it works a fucking decade longer? A decade later, it's still solid. You'd think there'd be a lot of stalagmite-tight humor out there.
that would fuck that joke up, but you just don't hear it what that the, much, except for on you Dixie scream, Riddle
we all
Cups.
Scream for what was the punchline for that one? That
ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. I don't know. That might have been it. Like, it the point was that those lines were so stupid.
I think you would have punched it up a little. No.
I think I shot someone and called them an ice hole. Maybe it was. There was like four of them, but it built up to the stalactite thing.
Yeah,
that was
the strongest for sure.
That really knocked it out of the park. So now when you go to movies, you just kind of like it's just a distraction. I'm talking to Tig again now.
A distraction from what? The other movies?
From your life? I mean, like that you because you admit that you've seen movies since the 70s, but you just don't.
I've seen movies.
You don't think of yourself as. Do you watch television?
Not really. No.
Wow.
I know.
How do you do it? I'm jealous. That's
you just
pretty
fuck
awesome.
Bitches all the time, right? What? I thought she'd love
How
that.
How do you take it?
No, that's the kind of shit backstage you would have laughed your ass on. Right? That's our relationship.
Somebody's getting
fucking
humored.
That's our relationship.
No, that I say Tick, horrible shit like that and you laugh.
I think I wasn't listening. That's what happened.
Yeah, and also, be cool, Brian, because Tig's girlfriends listen to this podcast.
They're not all
of them do. All of them do.
All of your gay dudes are listening too, Brian.
Oh.
I got it. You always laugh at that. Whenever we're in green rooms, right, it shows, and I'm like, you and your faggoty behavior. But now it's not funny.
You're right.
I think it's funny when it's right back at you, buddy.
Have you been to the movies lately, Brian?
No. Oh, yeah. Legion?
You saw Legion?
Maximum Overdrive with Angels. That was shitty.
Yeah. You think that was the pitch?
Yeah, totally.
Sold.
Yeah.
That's the problem with Maximum Overdrive. No angels.
And then I saw Avatar, and then I took a nap while Cop Out was playing.
What was your? Oh, let's dig it even deeper. This hole. What was your tweet when you after you saw Cop Out?
Oh no, I took a nap at the ArcLight Cinema, but that Bruce Willis movie wouldn't shut the fuck up. And then hashtag too high for Cop Out.
Did you go see it?
Yeah.
Don't yell at me.
You can't lie. You can't lie on Twitter, Tig. That's against the rules.
I see fucking everything. I always have. But yeah, I also love, like, on paper, I love that movie.
Did you see Urban Cowboy? I can't picture you watching Urban Cowboy.
As a kid, yeah. Not lately.
Scott Glenn was a badass
in
that movie.
I don't own it. Yeah.
I thought you were talking to me.
What have you seen lately, Scott?
I saw The Wolfman.
Mm-hmm.
I actually did take a nap during that. That's not as a joke. I saw Avatar, finally, in three dimensions as well.
And IMAX?
Me too.
And IMAX, yeah. Oh. Intelligent Max. Maximum.
And were you stoned?
I was not stoned, no. That was the third part of the trifecta I missed out on.
Well, because as soon as I said I didn't like it, that was what people came back to me. Oh, you didn't see it in 3D and IMAX and you weren't stoned. And I was like, who are you talking to? Yeah, you're right. I forgot to do all of those things. I watched it on my phone in a subway while jerking off. That was like the rhythm of that is what worked. It didn't make any sense at all. It was like Don Rickles. And then I was over there with a rake. And it's just like, oh, that's funny.
2 years I spent in the jungle looking for your uncle.
Yeah.
I thought Avatar, they really missed an opportunity. Like, that whole time, they kept sticking their fucking ponytails and shit. You know, they, like, go, bloop, you're in a horse now, or you're in a fucking eagle or whatever. And then they have sex, and all the dude did was he stuck his cock in her pussy.
Yeah, you'd think there'd be something interesting to do.
Yeah. Wrap that ponytail around her.
It's very graphic. There's
Avatar.
A different way you could say that.
What would that be?
I don't know. But I've heard it called other things.
So Tig, you're on a plane, and they show a movie. What happens then?
Where do you go?
Yeah. How do you escape it?
I've watched a few movies without headphones on whenever
just
I'm
just sit there and stare at it. Yeah.
And I'm amazed because there I can figure out obviously what's going on. I mean, people when they're like, I'm like, oh well, that's what's happening. Right
it's
now.
Just. It's just easy to assume that everything Alvin and the other chipmunks are saying is hilarious. So you don't have to really listen to it. You just sit there and laugh. Oh, they just said something about farting. I know they did.
Did you?
And I love it.
Doug, you see everything. Did you see the squeakle? And will you see the third in the squeaklogy?
No and no. Our next topic.
But I have to say, Doug, I did see Precious.
Oh, good. That yeah. leads me right into what I wanted to do next. Okay. What'd you think of that?
I thought...
How many laughs? On a scale of zero to less than zero.
I like devastating movies like that, though.
Really?
I don't like comedy.
How would you know?
From what I hear, what people describe and the actions I see silently
yeah.
on planes.
Clearly, that's the kind of movie she likes. Grease, Breaking Away, devastating.
Devastating.
She likes the heavy shit. Psycho 3.
Well, I was telling Scott that when I...
Don't drag me into this.
When I watched Precious, I had one of the screener copies that they mail, you know, if you're
yeah,
in
yeah.
the industry.
Yeah, if you're fancy, they just send it to you.
Wow.
And so they send it, and I watched it. And it was cool because I turned it down and I was able to sync it up to Dark Side of the Moon. It worked perfectly with
so
Precious.
Right then the cash registers started ringing when Precious started eating Monique's pussy out.
You're
Wait,
so
does
vulgar.
That happen?
What, you haven't seen it?
No, I did, but I totally fell asleep.
You fell asleep at the wrong
at
moment.
Home. At home. It's more comfortable there.
Well, I wrote a thing for, I think it was like GQ.com or something, where it was about the top 10, they nominated 10 movies this year, and obviously, as of this taping, Hurt Locker was the triumphant movie, but...
And before this taping.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think it'll be after this taping?
I'm saying it will remain the winner.
At press time, Hurt Locker's still winner.
I'm going to announce that every episode from now on. And don't worry, John Lithgow is he's on the hook. He's definitely going to do this show.
Oh,
Lithgow! Never. That's weird. Okay, so I wrote a thing about the lessons that could be learned from each of the top 10 movies last year, and I will tell you them. And if you guys have any lessons that you learned that are different than the ones I learned, then you know, you can throw them in there. Like for Avatar, we were just talking about, the lesson learned from that movie is, of course, stock up on unobtainium. and learn how to say it. Unobtainium.
When they said that in the theater, I gasped.
Is it? I mean, is it hard to get? I still don't know.
Well, that's the thing. Like they. Hard to getium is harder to get than unobtainium, strangely enough. But yeah, it's just very, very interesting that
not easy to find him.
James Cameron invented a world where we'll name things based on what will happen to them in the future. Like, I'm guessing this is going to be hard to get, so we better name it that way now. So that's what I learned from that one. I learned from the movie Up that old people can get away with anything. I learned from District 9 that someday there will be a minority that we can all hate. So that's something to look forward to. An education taught me that married dudes are terrible boyfriends. Wouldn't you agree, Tig? Just say yes. Because I really didn't need a movie to teach me that. So that's my point there, is that they didn't teach
what
me much at all.
What movie taught that?
I'm talking about, you know, one of those movies you didn't see?
Yeah.
The millions of movies you haven't seen?
I'm
talking about one of them. Don't show. Show your work. Okay, Blindside. If you're down and out, all you got to do is be crazy good at something useful and walk down a highway in the middle of a rainy night, and a white woman will pick you up and invite you to get into her car in the back seat with her young white boy. That's what I learned from that movie.
Did you watch that piece of shit?
I watched it in Texas the weekend it opened, and that crowd was into it.
Wow.
That movie made more money in Texas than any of the other states.
Does it take place here?
And that's because people in Texas have big hearts. You would all, driving home tonight, every single one of you would stop and pick up a giant black boy walking along the side of the highway. That is the right thing to do.
A giant black boy. I wish that's what the movie was called.
Doug...
Sandra Bullock in A Giant Black Boy.
Doug, you realize you can just say extremely black.
What? Hurt Locker. There are people in the world that prefer bomb defusing over grocery shopping. I didn't know there was... grocery shopping's way more
errands
fun
are
for
fucking
me.
Annoying.
Right?
When your wife asks
I'm
you to do
shit.
I'm
tired of errands. My life isn't on the line during most errands. But they could, it could be if you did it right. Got to learn how to apply yourself. When I saw Precious from the novel Push by Sapphire, I learned that someone named Sapphire wrote a book called Push.
About a giant black girl.
Yeah, why didn't she just fucking take off down the highway and solve her problems?
Let Sandra Bullock pick her up, too. That'll be the sequel. They'll both be in the back seat of Sandra Bullock's car.
Yeah.
My two giant black children.
Yeah. You get that little white kid in between, make a little backseat Oreo.
I would hate
Jesus
to be underneath
Christ.
That car.
Really?
Did you really just say that? Oh, yes, I didn't. And then what's left? Oh, a serious man. Nothing to learn there. And I didn't get that movie at all. And then Up in the Air, Vera Farmiga has a nice butt. Double. Butt double. It's good, it's good, but it's not her.
I'll be honest, I saw that movie too.
Right, well, because, you know, George Clooney's character is based on you. You're a frequent flyer.
That's true. That's true.
And, you know.
Yeah.
You're boring as shit.
Wait a second. What? You're boring as shit?
That's devastating. Especially since it's coming from one of the most boring people in the world.
Wait a minute, Tig. I know we joke around a lot.
No, I think you're a horribly boring person.
What's this now?
I don't like you.
Take it back. Before we continue, take it back.
Boring.
Hey, you know what? Let's leave this as a cliffhanger for your show.
Okay, maybe she'll take it
do
back.
Do Tig and Scott make up?
Nope.
No way. I know. Let me guess. We joke around all the time backstage like that.
We have such different relationships backstage. Just not the same. Okay, so let's play the Leonard Maltin game. That's what everybody's here for. Oh, my God. Scott and Tig made out. They totally made out. That was Scott's first girl ever. I mean, Tig's first girl ever.
Brian, you're next.
He's next for what? Scott and Brian are going to kiss? They think that's funny. Do that thing where you get really close and don't kiss.
Gay chicken?
Gay chicken.
Winner.
You win.
Always.
It's a real crowd pleaser.
Oh, if shit. Brian and I kissed, it would be the gayest kiss ever.
Yeah, let's just tease that.
He doesn't seem
That's
interested.
For backstage. That shit we do back there.
All right, let's play the Leonard Maltin game. We got to get some people for you guys to play for. I'm going to just go front row, center to middle, because you obviously
why are people
not only got here early, but also were willing to sit in the front
why
row.
Are people raising their hands?
Probably heard on the podcast that front row is a good place to sit. What's your name?
Goomer.
Goomer?
That's it.
Okay. If that's like an Austin thing to make up a weird name for yourself whenever you're on a podcast. Oh, you're from Florida?
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense now. Florida or Germany, right?
But I love that you say your name like it's the first time you've said it. Goomer!
Goomer!
Goomer! It's fun every time.
All right, Gooms. Who do you want to play for you, Gooms? Brian? Or you want Tig to play for you?
She knows a lot of movies.
She does knows nothing you about movies,
listening.
Goomer.
Goomer!
Are you sure it wasn't just like a sloppy handwriting and it was supposed to be something other than Goomer? Because a lot of people's M's, B's look like M's. All right, stupid. Okay, Goober, Goober.
Goomer and Tig.
In the morning. My favorite drive time DJs.
Now his
Goober and Tig.
Block of Nickelback coming up.
Okay, so let's play the Leonard Maltin game. I'll start down there with Grian.
Is that the only person who's playing for anyone?
Or we I gotta get two more players. What? It's a good thing I have other people on stage with me. What's your name, sir?
Adam.
See, Goomer? It's that easy. What it used to be. What weird name did you change it from? All right, Adam, who do you want to play for you? Brian. Adam's taking Brian. What's that mean? Why,
so
why are people
you?
Making noises?
Because I'm then, last, Doug.
Oh, what's your name?
Matt.
And you get Scott.
Hi, Matt.
But I think we all know Goomer made a mistake by picking the person who admitted she's never seen a movie before. You think that whole thing was like a setup? Like, you're on to our little plot. She's going to be great.
She's never even seen The Hustler.
She's going to be great at it.
I don't get it.
Or Color of Money.
Okay, all the movies in this Leonard Maltin game are take place in or were shot in or both the state of Texas.
Wait, all of them? Okay.
Goomer, I don't know if I knew how to play this game.
A lot of movies take place in Texas, Tig, and you none of the ones you've seen. Did Grease take place here? Okay, so we'll start with Brian down there on the other end.
Days of Confused. Oh.
That's not one I chose because I knew that would happen. Brian, would you like to start us off with a movie from 2004, 2007, or 1999?
99,
you got it. Like I said, this movie either was shot or takes place in Texas. Len Maltin gives it 2 stars. Huh. Not that into
it. I'm sure I saw it.
Not that into it. But I don't think that's fair, to be honest with you. And dry and understated is the clue.
Oh, all right.
Dry and understated. And the year, again, what was the year? 99.
Yeah.
And there are 8 names. Brian, start the bidding.
5?
He can do it in 5 names. Scott?
Name it.
Wow. Okay. Scott going to get an early point on the board because we know how difficult this can be. Good luck, Brian. Rob Schneider's here, everybody.
How fuck weird.
He doesn't just cameo in Sandler movies. He cameos in real life situations.
That's awesome. I thought he was touring, no?
Okay, Richard Reel. I don't know who that is. Gary Cole, who doesn't know who he is? He's great. Stephen Root.
Oh, it's Office Space.
Friend of yours. Oh, Brian got it, Office Space.
I could have got that.
Leonard Maltin with the 2 stars. That's not cool.
Really?
Yeah.
What a dry and understated. Oh, man.
We should give him a piece of our fucking minds. If we ever see him.
He gave Idiocracy 7.5 stars. So get off his dick. Okay, so Brian got the point.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll start the bidding with Scott. Yeah. Or, I mean, you get to pick the year.
Oh, okay.
2004, 2007, or 83.
Ooh.
Yeah, going back. 2004, 2007,
how old was I? Okay, nah, I don't trust. Well, I don't know, but there are a lot of movies in the 2000s.
Pick one!
I'll say 83.
83?
Yes. Okay, here we go. This is from 1983, like I said. It was filmed in or takes place in Texas. Most movies that take place in Texas are filmed here, but you know what I mean. And this movie, I'll give the clue is, this movie had a squeakquel. There was a follow-up movie, but it didn't happen for a long time. That's a good clue. And then the names are, we've got seven names. Scott, start the bidding.
I can name that movie in seven names.
Wow, ballsy bid. So, Tig, you're new to this, and you've never seen a movie, so I recommend you go for the six names, because if you tell Scott's name at seven, I guarantee you he will be able to name it. So you
I don't
can
understand.
Go for six. Just say I can name that movie in six names.
I could name that movie in six names.
Tig,
okay, Brian. No, it's Brian's turn now. Settle down. He was so excited.
What?
Brian.
I'm not going to make her name it. That's mean.
Right, and you could and
thanks,
you could probably
Brian.
Do it in
five.
Less.
Five?
Five, see? Brian says five, Scott. What do you think of that? He just got one in only three names.
Two. Oh.
Brian's got a lot of useless
how
shit.
How many are there? Seven?
What?
So I wouldn't get the top three?
Yeah.
All right, I'll name it. I'll do it in four.
Yeah, sure. Any less would be stupid. Because now, Tig, you can underbid him or tell him to name that movie. And that's what I'd recommend you do.
I should
just
tell
say,
him
name
to
that movie.
Tell Scott that?
Yeah. Look in the eyes. You don't have to make out again.
Tonight.
Oh, Jesus. Every time with the make out. We got another podcast to do, you guys. Jesus.
Scott, just name that movie.
I can't believe you picked here, Tig, of all places to go into the closet. All right. Name that movie, Scott. How many names do you get? Four?
You four. I get four, yeah.
Okay. Danny DeVito.
Oh. Wait.
Lisa Hart Carroll.
Oh. Oh, I don't know this one.
Jeff Daniels. Jeff Daniels. And our buddy John Lithgow.
Let's go.
83.
Okay, wait a minute. Lithgow, Danny DeVito, Jeff
yeah,
Daniels.
1983. Don't help. You guys probably were watching them film it. I don't know if it was in Austin, but it was in Texas.
Holy shit.
Oh, what happens in Vegas? That's set here in Austin, right?
Yeah.
That's what that movie should be called. Oh, what happens in Vegas? So that's your guess? That's your official guess?
I mean, you know, I would have to say Tin Men or something.
Point for Tig, everybody! The movie was called... It's an obscure little movie called Terms of Endearment. Terms of Endearment. The other names were Jack Nicholson, Deborah Winger, and Shirley MacLaine. So there you go.
That seems reasonable.
Yeah. I agree. So Tig got the point.
That makes sense
that's
after
exciting.
I hear all that.
Yeah.
Good for you, Tig. You're on the board. Let's go to Brian now to select a...
Wait, but it doesn't go to Tig?
Doesn't it go to Tig?
I feel like...
The person who just won the point? No, you go to the person
that's,
you know...
Oh, it always goes to the person?
Yeah.
Doghouse. You give the next person a chance. So we'll start with Brian. 2004, 2007, or 1990?
90.
Okay, 90. I like the way this is going to work out. Lynn Malton says, sounds as if it can't miss, but does.
What a dick.
Is it?
No, he's a very sweet man. You wait till you hear what the movie is.
Is it the best movie of 1990?
No, he gave it 2.5 stars.
And I'm saying the title.
But it was
oh,
the
no,
best
no,
movie.
No. That sure. Would really, you'd really be sticking your neck out with that title. Okay, so Brian, you get... nine names. Start the bidding.
And five?
Five names. Brian says he could do it. Scott?
Name that movie.
Oh, right. This is going to be good. Jack Nance.
Eraserhead himself.
Yes. Leon Rippey. Barry Corbin.
Eraserhead herself.
Wait.
Barry Corbin.
Uh-huh.
Jerry Hardin.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian, this might be the one that does it for you. William Sadler.
90?
I know you enjoy the
he
character work of William Sadler.
He basically just told you the movie.
Say again? Say the... Can I hear the other four names?
Yeah, Jack Nance, Leon Rippey, Barry Corbin, Jerry Hardin, and William Sadler.
It's is it fucking Die Hard 2? No.
I can never forget the scene in Dallas where they're getting on the plane
in
the snow.
No, it's Dulles.
It's what?
Never mind. No, because Sadler, I'm thrown now.
Yeah, Sadler's naked in the movie in a hotel room.
Yeah. But I'll give you the rest of the names, see if you can get it. But you, Scott got the point on that one.
Yeah, you threw me.
Charles Martin Smith, Jennifer Connelly, Virginia Madsen, and Don Johnson. What was that called?
The heat something.
Hot spot.
There's no fucking way I would have ever gotten that.
If you enjoy Virginia Madsen or Jennifer Connelly, like younger and naked, that's a movie to check out. The Hot Spot. If you think you'll enjoy them that way.
Naked but not younger.
Is it at all similar to Die Hard 2? Well,
in my defense, I know it doesn't take place in Dallas, but isn't that the year it came out? 90, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, maybe. I can't really check that right now because I've got to finish this up. So Scott got the point. So now everybody's got a point.
Yes.
So the next person who gets one wins. We'll be done.
Okay.
And we'll start with Tig.
Wait, it starts with me.
You just got the point.
Yeah.
I'd start with the person next to the person who got the point.
That's the weirdest fucking rule ever.
Brian didn't get the point last time.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
What is your name again?
Goomer.
How do you think I'm doing, Goomer?
She's in it, right? She's got a chance. I trained her backstage how to do it.
Thank you, person.
Been talking her through it the whole time. All right, so 2004, Tig, you get to pick the year. 2004 or 1974?
74.
Nice. No one's going to get it.
That's your sweet spot.
I will.
Leonard Maltin, this is an interesting thing that he does. He gives it 3.5 stars, and the first two words of the review are perfect entertainment. So I don't know where they lost the half. Perfection is tricky, you guys. You think you're there, but you still have a little not perfect.
Well, that's weird because Urban Cowboy didn't come out yet.
You're right about that. And I'll give you another clue. This was... No, that's a good enough clue. No, you need more.
God, I want to win this.
It's named after a place in Texas. That's a good clue for you guys. So people are already mumbling in the audience. So there's six names, and Tig, you start the bidding. I'd say probably you might want to say I can name it in six names.
You feel like that'd be the safest thing for
you?
You
might want to hear all the names, yeah.
Yeah, including the title.
I can name it in six names and a title, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, Brian, that's her bid. Six names and the title. She thinks she can get it.
I'm pretty sure I'll get
it. Can you go lower?
You can do it in six names.
Brian can do it in six names. Scott?
I'll do it in five.
Now, Tig?
What?
Just a friendly recommendation. You probably have more of a chance of winning if you say Scott named that movie. But it's going to be a close one.
Well, I really want to win this.
For Goomer.
For Goober. So I should tell Scott to name that movie?
Yeah.
I was just discussing with Doug.
What did he say?
He was just saying I would have a much better chance at this. Hear me out. Doug over here was...
Uh-huh.
We were just discussing how I'd have a better chance if I told you to name the movie. And it's about Texas.
Are you going to listen to that guy?
I think he made up this game.
I was just going to whisper in your ear. Why are you recoiling from me?
If you don't want to make out, I don't want you whispering in my ear.
What's happening?
We worked it out.
James Franco just called. He wants to know if there's a part in this soap opera that he can... Could you... Go ahead and say it. Name that movie,
Scott.
Oh, I
already told him.
Okay, good. Here we go.
I was just discussing that with him.
I lost the... Here it is.
74, and it's about Texas.
So you get four names.
And it's a city in Texas, you said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
There's a
city. Wait, four? No, I get five. I get five. I get five.
All right.
Calm down.
Louise Latham. Or Latham.
Latham.
Okay. Steve Canali. William Atherton. He was like the bad guy in Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Michael Sacks. Mm. And then your last name, leaving out the name of the star, which would give it away maybe, is Ben Johnson.
The fastest man alive?
Is that your answer or a question?
No, is Ben Johnson or is that Betsy Johnson?
You're thinking of the fastest man alive in Texas.
Okay, now I'm going to start thinking of names of cities in Texas.
I've already been doing that.
I think Tig's going to win this thing. You're not going to think of it by thinking of cities because it might be a fictional city. I don't know if this is a real city. We'll find out. They'll tell me after. But might have been made up for the movie.
Is it Texasville?
That's not a bad guess. I mean, it's a terrible guess, but...
If it's the movie I'm thinking of, I feel like it came out in 73.
I actually double-checked, like she was onto something. No, it's 74. 74.
All right.
And so Tig is our winner then, because Scott's not going to guess it. Goomer! I mean, this is a really hard one. This is a hard one.
Okay.
And the final name is Goldie Hawn.
That sounds familiar.
It was Steven Spielberg directorial debut. Might have heard of
10.
Him.
10.
You really don't know what Steven Spielberg did before Duel?
I thought it was Duel. No, what's his?
Or maybe it was after Duel. It was his first big screen movie, Sugarland Express. And is Sugarland a city in Texas? Yeah.
I won, Goober.
There you go. So Goomer wins a copy of Doug Benson Professional Humoridian, available on the special thing, astrecords.com. He also wins a copy of Doug Benson Unbalanced Load, also available on Comedy Central Records. And then you win a...
I love that you stand up every time.
You win a... Yeah, he's coming to get this. Coming to get his shit. And then a Too Drunk to Dweet t-shirt that I invented. Oh, you want to... Okay, Teg wants to do something ceremonial with it. While she's doing that, I'll tell you my plugs that I've got coming up. Oh, I also got to find out who the third place person gets to name a shithead.
Is that how you fold a shirt?
What?
There we go.
Okay, I'm going to be at the Comedy Connection in Providence, Rhode Island, April 1st. I'm going to be at the... What's that called? Oh, the Wilbur Theater, Boston, on 4-2. Comedy Connection, Chicopee, Mass, on April 3rd.
You know what's hilarious on podcast? Physical humor.
That's why I'm doing my plugs during it, Brian. Wow Hall in Eugene, April 8th.
So funny.
Aladdin Theater in Portland, Oregon, April 9th. Thank you, thank you. And I'll be at the Tower Theater in Bend on April 10th. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Brian, do you have anything you want to plug?
Nah. No. Fart and Wiener jokes. I can't even say it.
He's got a record coming out called Fart and Wiener Jokes.
And I called my record Fart and Wiener Jokes. And
when does it drop?
That shit drops April 27th, yo.
Yay, Fart and Wiener Jokes. Available in brown bags. Scott, what do you got coming up?
I have after the second of our team-up podcast drops, next Friday, the 26th, I'll have a big two-hour Comedy Death Ray Radio with guests Ben Stiller, Jeff Garlin, and what the fuck? Who else? Paul F. Tompkins, and some other big people.
Scott, you had us at I. And Tig, what do you got coming up? Got some road dates or anything?
No.
Sarah Silverman program is now after Stephen Colbert.
Oh, yeah. And watch it or we're going to go away.
On Thursday nights. So watch it if you want to save it.
Yes.
I think I'm making it.
Don't watch it if you don't like it.
Yeah, don't watch it.
Simple rule of thumb.
I think I'm making an appearance on Brian's Poop and Wiener album.
Totally.
Hopefully.
Yep.
And as always, the losers in the Leonard Maltin game get to decide who I call a shithead at the end of the show, and I feel a little bad about the one of the two shithead choices, but I'm compelled to say it because that's what he wants me to say. So thanks to my guests. Let's hear it for Brian Posehn and Scott Aukerman and Tig Notaro. And as always, Matthew McConaughey is a shithead, and John Lithgow is a shithead.
Oh, no!
I know.
No.
I totally disagree, but that's what the guy wanted.
All right.
End theme. Play it.
Now
there it is.
To watch another you and Cowan's makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause the Cubs movies.
Ah, yeah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with
keep it going, keep it going, Doug Benson, he's right there. He can hear your applause. He wants more applause.